Hello, queers and peers. Welcome back.
Queers and peers, welcome on in. Have a seat or work or keep, if you're listening to this while you're working, keep working. Don't get distracted by our beautiful voices.
Don't make it obvious. Don't make it obvious that you're listening to us. Your boss is coming.
I'd be like, close the browser, close the browser.
Close the browser, close the browser.
It'd be look like Tyra Banks and Eve. What is it? Life size. You know how she's like pretending? She's like pretending to like just work click, at the click, computer. Clack. Yeah, click clacking. Like,
yeah.
And she's like literally typing gibberish. That's literally me. That'd be me at Sears, honestly. When I worked at Sears, there'd be some times where I'd be like downtime and just be like, actually, no, I'd be looking for another job on like the company. Computer.
Isn't that funny when you take the time, your work time, to look for another job?
Yeah. See, because I'm gonna get paid to look for another job,
right?
Like,
yeah, I'm gonna get paid to leave you.
Yeah, because it's like I'm losing time, and I'm like, you know, like it's a trade-off. It's like I'm gonna use company time to, you know, it's like you're screwing me over, I'm screwing you over, I'm using company time.
Which, like, I feel like most jobs, if they're screwing you over, you shouldn't feel bad about using company time for your business. If you got to take a call, take the call. If you need to, you know,
it's like just
go use the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom, like, you know, go scroll Indeed for like 5-10 minutes.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Or, you know.
I was going to say Twitter, you know, that Twitter porn, baby. If you need to get your fix of Twitter porn, go for it. Go scroll.
I don't know if this was like a meme or something. Uh-huh. I think it was a meme where like somebody, it was like a post about somebody calculating like, oh, I take like 5 minutes in the restroom like every day.
Uh-huh.
And then there was like how many they like, oh, like I work like, you know, 5 days a week. And then they multiply that times like every week. And then in the whole year. So it's like, oh, it was like this many minutes. It was like hundreds or almost a thousands of minutes.
Of company time?
Yeah.
Go for it. I mean, bitch, they obviously don't pay you enough, you know? Most companies don't pay you enough. Most companies put you through bullshit, let's be honest, and they deserve to, you know, pay the damage.
So this is coming from Closet Takes, where, like, if you've been thinking about leaving that job, this is your sign.
This is your sign. This is
like,
your sign.
This is your confirmation. Your confirmation comes from two gay people telling you.
Right.
And it's like, who else would know more than gay people?
Sure. Two gay people on a podcast who know nothing about nothing.
Like, don't know what you do.
Don't know what you, you know, don't know anything about your life, but we're giving you advice on what to do. Leave the job. Honestly, that's the best advice we could probably give. Like, if you're getting the vibe of like you're wanting to leave, and this can apply to, you know, friendships, relationships, I don't know, situationships, work. It doesn't have to be necessarily just work, but if you have that feeling that you're trying to dip, just dip, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, if you feel bad about like, oh, like I've been at this company, like, there are people, and I say I used to be like this too, where like, oh, like, you know, loyalty, like, you know, the company, like,
loyalty, my balls, bitch.
Listen, but it's a thing, and I think some people are still like that, where like they kind of think about that, like, oh, like, you know, I've really put in my time with this company and all this stuff, and like thinking they're gonna look out for you. It's like,
hear me out. If your company treats you right and obviously has like paid vacation time, things like that, and there's bullshit, trust me, there's bullshit in every other company. Stay at that company that's treating you right. I'm just saying that. However, if this company is bullshit and you're just like being mistreated, you're not being, you know, valued as an employee and
an elite employee.
And you know, you're being blueballed or teased about like, oh, a promotion's coming, but you never get it. Baby, it's never gonna come. And if you have that feeling that you're trying to leave, just fucking leave.
You know, Franco would know about this because there was time where he was not getting, remember when you weren't getting employee of the month?
Yeah. And I was like trying so hard and I was like never getting it.
You were trying the hardest.
I was.
The absolute hardest.
I was.
And I would tell you to stop and you'd be like, no, I have.
Now I don't try. And guess what? She's been promoted.
See, you had the wrong attitude.
Have the wrong attitude.
You know, I was saying like that, you know, anybody who ever feels like a sense of company loyalty or something, like they need to take a page out of a legend, an icon's book. That girl, what is, I forget her character name, but in Austin and Ally, the Rainy Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's her name?
Trish.
Trish.
Yeah.
Nina have that kind of attitude.
Yeah.
Where she was constantly job hopping. Her resume was a book, bitch. Her yeah. resume was like an encyclopedia.
To those, you know, young people, you might not understand what I'm about to say, but her resume looked like a fucking Yellow Pages. Okay. That's for us old folk. We know what the yellow pages are. For those newer millennials or newer Gen Z,
bitch, it was listeners. a whole like Britannica encyclopedia yeah. set. Do you remember those? Having like a whole like
the I never had one.
I think my grandparents had them, but you know what's funny is that they had them, but they couldn't read English like that.
Oh. I was like, they didn't.
There was them? There was. It was like the whole. Yeah, it was like by letters, wasn't it? Like A through Z of encyclopedia.
Yeah,
bitch. The whole, not the whole. So alphabet, it was basic, 26 it was, books.
So okay, I need to. I never had one, so I don't really know what that was. But it was basically like the internet in a book. Yeah, it was right?
Google in a book.
Just basically all kinds of information about everything.
Yeah,
about
but anything. Like sometimes you'd be very limited on like. What?
Well, I mean, you couldn't go in there and be like,
well, yeah, because it wouldn't, like, if you wanted further elaboration,
yeah,
you know,
you couldn't go in there and be like, Zac Efron bulge pit, you know, yeah. You couldn't go in there and be like, gay sex.
I mean, and what's funny is obviously it was limited to like what was known at that time because,
well,
I think
mean, of course,
it was like where it was like there was a new set every year because yeah. obviously, like, new discoveries,
things change,
new
yeah.
things,
yeah.
and it's like, oh, like new changes.
Imagine being someone who'd be like, oh, I just have the newest encyclopedia. Mm-mm.
Yeah. You probably felt like the baddest bitch. Like you probably felt like you had like the best reports.
I was gonna say you have school. The world. You have the world in your hands.
Literally,
you know, not even your hands because bitch, you can't even hold all those encyclopedias.
I think it's just funny that you had to like you were limited to kind of looking at. Essentially what could be like 3 to 5 sentences
yeah.
about a topic and then elementary school or like middle school would want you to be like
expand
oh like
that.
I want you to write a 2-page essay
yeah.
about chameleons
yeah.
and
baby,
it's like oh
see,
bitch
that's why this is where the National Geographics
the zoo books
zoo books I was gonna say zoology but the zoo books this is where they come in handy. You know, you need fluff. This is you take your 3 sentences that you got from the encyclopedia and put those as like your main statement, you know, your thesis, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you take the rest of the fluff and just make it look like, you know, like it's good.
Yeah.
You use big words, flashy words to like get your.
I mean,
you essentially
have to like expand on like the little things. And try to find that in like an encyclopedia. So like for instance, let's say you were looking up chameleons, and obviously it would yeah. tell you like a few things about chameleons, like oh they live in the rainforest or whatever, blah
okay.
blah blah.
Then
and
like,
then
okay,
it would be like,
what is a rainforest?
Yeah, I'd be like, what is a rainforest? And then it'd be like, or be like, oh, sea camouflage because or whatever, like
camouflage. I was gonna say camel toe, but yeah, camouflage works.
Yeah, so they're like there'd be like little notes at the end, like oh, see this, see
yeah.
that,
mm-hmm.
because it's like oh, if you want more information about the background, you want information on the information,
baby. To be. I wish I was in college back then because to be a college student, having to write a paper and doing the research, you probably look like Velma looking through clues. Like, oh, you got to bust one book open and be like, oh, see this. Oh, this is in my encyclopedia number, whatever.
You know,
letter H. Let me go get H and be like flipping through those pages. Iconic.
Back then, everybody must have probably been looking like Hermione in
yeah.
the first movie
yeah.
where she was like, I checked this out for a bit of light reading.
Yeah, exactly.
They were like, this is light. And you checked out half of the encyclopedias.
Half of the encyclopedia. That too, you weren't allowed to check them out at
yeah,
school.
Yeah, actually you weren't, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they'd be like, I guess, they'd be like, bitch, you're taking, it's like you were
taking
the Bible.
Whole,
it's like you're taking the Bible.
You're taking part of the world.
But like you're taking the world's resources.
You can't take Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's funny because like, it essentially like, if you wanted to use an encyclopedia, which you had to because,
yeah.
hello, no internet or, you know, limited access to the internet.
Right.
You had to essentially like kind of sacrifice your own time because it's like, oh, you either go to the library during like lunch or recess or you stay after school.
After school.
Which like if you were like a bus kid,
you couldn't
stay,
do that.
You couldn't do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, barriers.
Yeah. Barriers to education.
Because like I used to be after school like a bus kid.
Oh,
so like
okay.
I would have to like. Leave
You'd
like the bus the bus
the...
would leave like I think you had like 10
okay.
minutes after
okay.
school.
Can we talk about that? Bus drivers, like they were ready to leave. They're like, bitch, you better be here now. if you're not here, you're
like they had late. Gone. It was like, oh, if you're not here by like 3:10, like it's like school ends at 3, let's say, and then like, oh, if you're not here by like 3:10,
yeah, and leaving. Here's the thing: 10 minutes sounds like a long time. However, if your teacher makes you stay 5 minutes after class, and your class is all the way in the back of the fucking school, how are you supposed to make it to the front you're in not. 5 minutes?
It's a trap.
Exactly. So it's like, mama. This whole bus thing, you bus drivers, you need to relax. Cut some slack.
But like it's
also the pickup and the drop off. Well, actually, the pickup. No, sorry, pickup.
I don't know.
I guess the bus area, like the whole area of like buses. Can we find a way to better that system?
You're talking like in schools in general.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know who designs some of these things.
Yeah.
Because. It's so weird when they want everybody
to pick up in one location.
Same, yeah, like when it's like, oh, like parents, school buses, like
teachers
everybody.
Leaving the school, like you have to go through that too. Yeah. You know, I want to know. Also, I've thought about this before because things I think about. I'm like, okay, if I were to design it, how would I design it? But I'm like, okay, you can't put it on a main street, right? But then I'm like, well, but you can't put it on a small street because it's too
like
small.
Like a school?
Yeah. No. Yes. But I guess a school. Uh-huh. You know, because I'm trying to think. Pickup, about the pickup, but then also thinking about, obviously, pickup involves there being a school. But I'm like, is there not a better place to have a school? Like, obviously, Main Street, disastrous, right? Between neighborhoods, it's like, why?
You have to deal with like the residential like traffic.
Traffic, it makes it a nightmare for people that live there. It makes it a nightmare for people that have to go pick up. It makes it a nightmare for everyone. And I don't have kids, thank God. But I've had to pick up kids from school and it's wild.
It's a war. It's a fight.
And I'm like, can we not send them to like the middle of the woods and then just like figure something out?
In the depths.
You know, like Hogwarts, send all the kids to just one school.
Like collectively, like everybody in this region, like
in
just have one
city,
big school.
Just go to one school. And have buses to pick them up, you know?
You know, I realize that like buses are not really like a thing anymore. Like they don't really like do buses for like transportation.
I thought you meant for school.
Well, like for school, but like.
Well,
they don't,
here's the thing. I think it depends
anymore.
On the city. If you're in the, you know, depends where you're at.
Yeah.
If you're like in a big city, then I feel like school buses are more common. However, I just want to know like why I was lied to, because when I used to watch movies, I mean, I guess these were movies in the 80s though, because, you know, growing up, I was in the 90s, so I would watch 80 movies. But I always see, like, the school bus drop off the kids in front of their home.
Uh-huh. Oh, like, right in front?
Yeah. And I'm like, when they told me I was going to take a bus, I was like, oh, bitch, I'm going to get picked up in the front of my house.
You're like, oh, chauffeur.
Mama, it was bullshit. It was chocolate.
Yeah.
I had to walk to the high school that I was supposed to go to and get the bus there and then get taken to the other high school where I was.
We had to like, yeah, there was like a, it was, I would say maybe it was like a five, no more than 10 minute walk, I think, from like when I was in elementary school to where the bus stop was. Mm-hmm. And one time I was supposed to go and I don't know why, for some reason, this was like, I was like in fourth or fifth grade or something. And me and my sister went. And I, for some reason, I don't think I checked the time or anything. I just kind of like woke up and got ready. Like we got ready, went to the bus stop and we were waiting for like 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody like across the street was like, are you guys waiting for the bus? And we were like, yeah. And they're like, it already passed.
Oh my God.
And apparently it was like 9:30 already. And I think the bus picked up like at like a little bit before 8. So like.
You're a whole hour
late.
We were
like, yeah. And like I said, I just didn't manage to like wake up and just check the time.
Uh-huh.
So we had just gotten up and gotten ready.
No, absolutely not. My anxiety-ridden self.
And then we go back home and we're like, oh shit, like we missed the bus. And then basically like I lied to my parents saying that, because I told my dad and was like, oh, like tell your mom or something like that. And then Or it was one or the other. And then they were like, I was like, oh, like the bus didn't come or something like that. And we, I basically made up a story. And it was the fact that we missed the bus.
Yeah.
And then I got in trouble later. They were like, why did you miss the bus? And I was like, well, we woke up late.
That's interesting. I never understood parents when they get upset about that, because I'm like, Mary, it's your job to help me get ready. You're still asleep during this whole thing.
I think they were working.
Well, right. I mean, in your case, they were working.
Yeah.
But in my case, like, my mom was asleep, you know, and I was responsible for getting myself and my brother up.
Oh.
Yeah. Pressure. You know, I don't know. It's wild. It's crazy.
I was in so much trouble that day.
And I don't get that. Like, why? You know, it's crazy to me. It's just like, why? They just missed the bus. It's not a big deal.
But you know what is what's cool about the bus is that, like, I feel like when you ride the bus, there's generally like one bus driver that like everybody fucks with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like, they're just like, they don't take their job too serious. Like, they're serious when they need to be serious, but then it's like, because at the end of the day, you're working with kids, and let's say we know how it is working with
kids. That's the thing. I think that if you are a bus driver, you obviously have to be able to work with kids, you know? And some people are meant to work with kids, and some people should never work with kids.
One time we had a water fight or something on the bus. I think it was like going to be his like last week or his last day or something like that. And like, he had told us.
He
and
let so you we guys?
Did, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That show was fun.
Yeah. I remember we had one bus driver that was, well, most of our bus drivers were cool. There was one that was like a straight up bitch. And I was like, dude, relax. Relax. It's not that serious. Yeah. But there's one that was really nice. And she always, always played the bops. Always on the way to school. And we used to fuck with her. I used to want to ride her bus. I was like, I'm waiting for you.
You know, the bus driver that I told you that had, I told you he quit, or like he was his last day, whatever. Supposedly the rumor or what I,
oh God,
what I had heard, or I don't know if it was a rumor. I don't remember if he said it or something, but supposedly he was on his way to the NFL, or he was like on his way to like,
okay,
go play football or something.
Oh, so. See, you said NFL and I thought basketball. So I was like, oh, bitch, you should watch a basketball game. But then realized you were talking about football. And I was like, wait, I should have not said that. I didn't say it.
But like, you don't know your sport acronyms?
I do.
NBA, NHL, NFL.
I had a brain fart for a little bit. Do you know them?
Yeah.
NHL?
NHA.
NHA?
You know what NHA is?
What the fuck is NHA?
The National Hockey.
Oh, is it not NHL?
Actually, sorry.
It is NHL.
AL, yeah.
Bitch, NHL. Look at you. Look at you. I was like, I know the National Hockey League. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, for some reason, I thought, I don't know why it came into my head really quick. I was like, oh, it was like Associate NHA and National Hockey
Not
Association.
Not you being close to the NRA, bitch.
Not that.
Mama, no. Go away.
Not the NRA. Bitch. Are you trying to be part of the NRA?
No, thanks.
What is it? What is a rifle?
Yeah. National Rifle Association.
Rifles. Okay.
Yeah. Ew.
You're trying to play for the NRA?
No, thanks. No. So I asked you to come here today to talk about a topic that you're very familiar with.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. Envidia. Envidioso. Envy.
Envy. Okay. I didn't know what the Spanish word for it was.
Girl, it's very similar. Envidia.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard like the Spanish word.
Envidia. Envy. No? Okay. Anyways, we're talking about envy today.
Okay.
I was like, who can I talk to that would have a lot of expertise in this? You know, I was trying to bring in an expert in the topic, and then I was like, oh wait, Gabe.
Dead as fuck.
But yeah, I mean, I, you know,
not
everyone.
You, not you wanting to talk about one of the deadly sins.
Is it one of the deadly sins?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you not know that?
I don't know all seven deadly sins. Bitch. See, I probably committed like.
I dabbled in Catholicism, you know?
I did too, I didn't care to retain any of the stuff.
I was forced to dabble, She was forced to
participate in
religious in Jesus
and the witchcrafteth.
See, it okay. It's witchcraft.
It's I was gonna witchcraft. Say. Listen, Mom.
We'll go into that. We'll go into that.
Into what?
The fact that like it's witchcraft. Okay, because what is okay?
Water to wine.
Wait. Well, okay, but that whole process, that's literally like a ritual, like a blessing. What is a blessing? Because like witch, you know, people who are witches or do witchcraft or other things like that,
that's the thing.
It's not all like bubbles and potions, magic.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I was so confused. I was like, bubbles? You mean oil?
No, I'm being like a witch over like a cauldron. It's like, it's not all like bubbles and boil magic stew. I'm over here quoting the That's So Raven line when they're doing the Halloween thing.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's not all like dark and like, oh, I'm going to curse you and hex you and all this. Like, it's not all like dark stuff.
Yeah, right. There's like, blessings too.
Because what does a priest do or whatever when they're in like, anybody who's been to like a Catholic church, right? Because I don't know if Christians do like the whole bread, wine thing.
They don't.
So as far as Catholicism goes, bitch, that's witchcraft. Because they go and they do that that thing when they're preparing like the little wafers and wine thing. Literally do like a whole blessing.
Yeah.
And like, oh, like
this is now
gonna... like they raise it up and like, you know, like
sacrifice.
Kind of like get this energy or whatever.
Very Lion King.
It's legit a whole like little
ritual. It's a ritual. Exactly. This is the thing. I saw a TikTok about a lady talking about like, you know, like what is religion if not witchcraft? Because the things that y'all do is like very witchcrafty. Yeah. Bitch, the amount of candles. Hello.
Yeah. White candles at that.
White candles.
Are the other colored candles supposed to mean something?
I was about to say, there's different colored candles also in well, I don't know about Christianity so much, but I know Catholicism, there's other different candles. And they signify different things. And also, like, very similar, like, oh, like, green is money. And it's like, well, you know, in witchcraft, there's also colors.
But yeah. Well, they have, like, those ones that have, like, it'll literally will say, like, oh, this is for, like, protecting or something. Yeah. And this is for...
Maybe.
Like, you see, like, those ones in the, like, at when you're, like, at Walmart or Target, you see, like, those candles that have, like, an angel or, like, Jesus.
I was going to say, this is what I was going to go to. The santos, the saints, what are they if not deities, different deities? Hello?
They're like demigods or like demi-spirits, sure. Whatever things. Yeah. Like, you know, like they're like sub-parts because there's like the main, there's like God and then there's Jesus and then there's like those.
The
like,
Son and like, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. It's magic, bitch.
It's magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just wanted to put that out there.
Again, Jesus walking on water, witchcraft. If a woman would have done it, what would they have said? A witch.
She's a witch.
Yep. If a woman would have turned water into wine, what would they have said? Witch. So don't come for me and don't tell me about religion is not witchcraft. It's witchcraft. It's totally witchcraft.
But like, and that was our take.
Exactly.
Like, you just learned something. Like, literally, I thought about that the other day, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? It's like, oh, we'll pursue other forms of witchcraft, just not this one.
The thing is that Christians and Catholics will sit there and not believe in magic, but then we'll believe in God.
And the miracles?
Yeah.
The miracles. The miracles. Miracles get me, like...
The amount, when I initially started on TikTok, I would get a lot of like exorcisms. I don't even know they're exorcisms, but like those like very like.
I know what you're talking about. It's like
cleansings. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw this one lady in particular, and I don't know why she used to come up on my page, but it was like a female like reverend.
Yeah.
Type of thing. She had a huge following. She had like over like a million followers, I think. And she would like do these like I don't know if it's like a ritual or something, but people would like go up to her and then she'd be like, oh, like I'm going to remove the evil spirits from you or something. There is, oh, bitch, I kid you not. There was this one time that it was like, oh, this couple like bringing their son to her and he was like a nonverbal or so like autistic.
I think I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like they brought him to her to like, because they believed that it was like a demon or something that wouldn't allow him to speak.
Baby.
That like caught his tongue.
Baby. Listen. Too much. The acting that goes into this.
Okay.
I saw a man on a whole wheelchair. They blessed like spasm? Him. Yeah. Spasm. Stood up. Kid you not. Stood up. And she was like, see, he's walking. Baby, you're not about to sit there and tell me that he just walked. Meanwhile,
but like, can I see his previous medical history?
Right. Can I see his medical history? That's probably your cousin who failed at acting class and decided to come and pull up and put on a show.
Like, listen, I'm not saying miracles can't happen because there are unexplained things, okay, right, that happen. I'm not saying like that nothing can, like unexplainable things can't happen.
Yeah.
But it's like where you can be logical, you should be logical.
Okay.
In a sense, yeah. You know, because it's kind of just like,
because
that is so like.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't believe in miracles.
You don't?
I don't.
Well, I'm saying like there's unexplained like phenomena.
Just because it's unexplained doesn't mean it's a miracle.
Well, I'm not saying every unexplained. I'm just saying like there are like. They're, you know, unexplained things.
Things that are unexplained is just things we haven't really ventured in. I think very much like the Christians, I think God's timing is right. I think coincidences. Coincidences? Is that, did I say it right? Okay. Yeah. I was like, that sounded so wrong. But coincidences do occur where like the timing of things do just happen to, you know, happen. And obviously can be perceived as a miracle or as like, you know, in religious people's eyes, like, oh, God fixed it. No, baby, it was his time. It was his time either to walk, to talk, whatever, like or to just even die.
Yeah.
What's funny to me is okay, so let me say this before we move on, because we're over here talking about religion.
This is a very passionate subject.
It is.
Because people with religious trauma, and I think for a lot of people, a lot of queers and peers out there who also have religious trauma, it's just kind of like, it's like that logic where it's just like,
it's not even, for me, it's not even so much the trauma that gets me. It's like, but when I think about it logically, I'm like, it just doesn't make sense.
I think because we just see through the veil of like, just like don't add up or make sense. And it's like, and you kind of like, I don't know. Have you ever thought to yourself, like, am I crazy? Because like everybody's going along with this and I'm the only one. I seem to be the only one questioning.
Yes. Okay. Let me say this. So in the past, this is like putting, you know, my family on blast, but nothing against my family. In the past,
you've been a nasty?
In the past, I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a bitch. My family does this and it's, you know, I respect the religion, whatever, it's fine. Like I don't sit there and be like,
you're like Medea, you're like praise Jesus, the holy saints, you good people,
go with God, whatever they say, cool.
But like, go by the church. Okay. Go,
yeah. Again, I'm nobody to tell them nothing. They can practice whatever they want to practice, just don't push it on me.
Yeah.
But when there's someone who's sick, right, so who's like dying, they'll pray for them to get better, right? Like, oh, let's pray. Thoughts and prayers. Let's pray. Let's keep praying. Let's keep praying. Let's keep praying that they get better. When they do get better, it was God's work, right? However, most of the time, and I'm saying most of the time, it doesn't work out because they pass away, unfortunately, you know? And their response is not, God failed. It was their time.
It was God's will.
Huh? Wait, y'all were just praying to this man to save this man. He didn't do it. And instead of saying he's not real and he failed at saving this man,
yeah,
you guys are like, it was his will.
It was his time.
Well, then, bitch, don't.
God is RuPaul.
Right.
They were like, I'm sorry, but this is not your time to live.
Yeah. Shantae, you don't stay. Sashay away. But there's times where God busts a RuPaul and says, Shantae, you both stay.
Yeah.
You know? But, so, like, to me, it's just like, huh? I mean, here's the thing. My family's like, oh, well, it's just like, we don't have to question God.
Yes you do.
I'm going to question God because, hello? You tell me to pray. You tell me to do this. You tell me to do all that. And that things will be all right. I do it. And then you don't do it. Bitch.
But, like, I need you to take the data. But, like, what is God's success rate? But like out of all the prayers,
here's the thing. It would
all the prayers, how many have been answered?
It's gonna be at 100% because, according to them, even though
it's
God's will.
Like he didn't want you to.
He wanted you to live without that.
You went for that new job and it just didn't work out because it was.
He has something better for you.
He has
something
bigger.
Something bigger.
Something bigger. Bigger. Better.
And uncut.
Bigger, better, stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Kanye.
Like, that's the kind of stuff that just, like, it doesn't add up. And it's like, I don't know, like, I can't seem to, like, me personally.
Yeah.
I can't seem to put myself in that kind of headspace.
Yeah.
Where, like, yeah, like, I'm okay. Like, I'm okay with, like, nothing in my life working out because, like, it's all God's.
We just put it in God's hands. And it's like, no. Why? You know, I don't know. Anyways.
But like, it's in his manos.
It's in his manos. And I don't like it.
You don't want to be in God's hands?
No. I like being in other man's hands, but not his. I enjoy a good pair of man hands, but not his.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wow. What a way to go from envy. We're going to talk about it.
Listen, you brought up the deadly sins or whatever.
That's... Well, yeah, because like I just thought you knew.
Yeah.
I thought you as...
I mean, I do know, but when I think
I thought of... you as a sinner would know your sins.
Well, I don't know them. That's why I do them.
Remember, we're all sinners, so we need to know our sins.
We all need to repent.
Yeah,
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So go get on your knees, pray, and confess. I mean, I know you get on your knees, but.
I was going to say, I'll do one of those things.
You'll do one of three steps.
Yeah. Knees, pray, and what was the other one?
Confess.
Confess.
Yeah.
I'll do two of those.
You know.
To that being a big dick or something like that, you know?
So is it like. Are they like secret holders, essentially? Like
who?
People who like go do like confession, like the priest or whoever,
mm-hmm.
like it's just, is it kind of just like, I'm about to spill some tea to you, sis. And it's like, like you're not supposed to say a word.
Yeah. They are the secret keepers. Yeah. They're a diary.
You know, imagine how much like tea they have about their whole community.
The thing that gags me is like, because someone can go in there, essentially, someone can go in there and confess to a murder.
I killed somebody.
And they're not allowed to say anything.
At least, like, from their, like, the religious eyes.
Duh.
Right?
That's all it.
Because you're going to go be forgiven. Like, the law don't need to forgive. The law doesn't have to forgive you. But, like, it's just, all you have to do is tell me, like, whoosh.
Yeah.
Magical tea,
but like, that's the thing, they're not allowed to say anything.
But that's what I'm saying, like, so that like it's for them to just kind of say and then be like, okay, you're blessed, good, like, thanks for telling your sins, have
Mama,
a nice day,
kudos
bye.
For spilling kudos for spilling
for saying that for saying spilling
things. Yeah,
that's like me as a priest.
Yeah,
that is insane.
It's wild
because like it could be like, oh, like I just went and had an affair with another man that was not my husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be like,
my oldest.
And the priest would be like, but was the dick good, girl?
Listen, that'd be me.
Be like, say more, sis. Like, who? Who was the man?
What man? Where does he live?
But that's like that's wild. Like you could say pretty much anything and everything.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, girl, whew, wipe the slate clean. You're good. Mm-hmm. You're good until like the next one.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, we gotta let's revisit. We'll revisit in a week and, you know, re-cleanse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the priest gives you a prescription of like, okay, do 2 Hail Marys, three Our Fathers or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah. It's like your punishment.
Yeah.
Essentially.
What do they call it? Their
penance.
Penance?
Penance.
Yeah. Penitencia. I know it in Spanish, penitencia.
Franco is busting out the Spanish today.
Of course.
Always.
Yeah, you have to do your penance.
Better than Omar.
Which is like... Your penance is your punishment.
I was about to talk shit about my mans.
What?
Omar Apollo.
Why?
Because, you know, people are like all of a sudden now saying like, oh, like all of a sudden he wants to speak Spanish and all this. I'm like, I'm like, listen, I'm not, you guys can't sit there and tell me that y'all thought he was like, you know, he is Mexican. But you're not about to sit there and be like, oh, he doesn't know Spanish. Bitch, he's a Mexican from Indiana. What do you expect? You know, the culture's lost over there, mama.
Gone.
It's just not there.
All right. Since you didn't know, I'm going to tell you what the 7 deadly sins are.
Okay.
Since you didn't know. Since okay. I have to... since I'm like the apparently the religious expert here.
Okay. Well, sure.
So the first one is pride.
Okay.
Pride is a sin.
Pride.
Yeah.
It's a sin when
it reminds me of this.
You do it, but if God does it, it's not pride.
A man can be proud.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It reminds me of like this. There is like this one scene in The Simpsons. Like it's like the If You're Happy and You Know It, mm-hmm. but it's like a nun singing it with like the kids. And she was like, if you're happy and you know it, that's a sin.
Stop. Because they're being prideful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't. I fucking can't.
Okay, the next one is greed.
Okay.
So if you are a power bottom, greedy bottom, if you're hogging the community top,
you're a sinner. Kudos to you, though.
And if you're proud of being a power bottom,
bitch, the fact that, no. Here's the thing. The fact that they have power bottom on their profile already, they're being proud. They're
proud Mary.
They said, I'm a power bottom and I'm proud. Like SpongeBob.
So that's a double sinning. Or if gay, prideful.
Bitch, Pride Month?
A whole month of sin. Damn. So we're double dipping in sinfulness.
Exactly.
As a gay person in Pride Month. Because we're gay and we're proud.
Yeah. That's just the top of the Sunday. Iceberg. Yeah.
It's top of the what?
Sunday. Listen, I don't know. I don't know things, okay? I make up my own sayings.
Top of the Sunday. I
top of the morning? Would you like that one better? You fucking bitch. What's on top of the what's on top of the Sunday? Tell me. What's on top of the Sunday?
A topping?
What's on top of the Sunday? What's a common thing that you find at the top of the
cream?
On the top of the Sunday?
Oh, like a cherry?
Duh. So that's just the cherry. That's just, you know.
Okay.
That's just the beginning of it.
That was a long way to go for an expression.
I mean, it's... Anyways, that's just, you know, because if you think about it, Pride Month, right? Or Pride... What are those things called?
What thing?
Pride events.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, Pride event, yeah.
Or Pride.
Pride,
oh, yeah. You normally call it just Pride, so I'm like...
That's what it is. It's just
like,
Pride.
Yeah, I was like, what do they call it?
Sin.
Sin. Oh my god.
Well, that's what according to the 7.
I know, but I was like
like shorthand sin.
They should just start calling Pride events sin.
Yeah.
But again, tip of the iceberg, right? Just the fact that it's Pride and it's the month, right, that you're happy, that you're proud, that you're gay. But if you even go to a Pride event, mama, the amount of sin. Whips, you know, chains
brings us to our next one. Okay. So we've had pride, greed, and then we have lust.
Lust. Oh my god, the amount of fuckings.
Which, like, if you go
care
on
care for a fucking.
If you go on Twitter and look at any gay, there's somebody thirsting over some, like, you know, celebrity or like other gays, like, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like
Listen,
that's another sin.
I'm a lustful. Bitch.
You know, we as gay people, we are 3 for 3 here.
Yeah, we're. This is why.
Prideful, greedy, lustful.
Yeah.
The odds are against. You know, I'm starting to think this is starting to feel a little pointed. This is a little pointed.
It's a conspiracy against the gays. They knew.
Oh, that brings us our fourth one. We'll get into it. Envy. Okay. We have gluttony. You know, gluttony is a sin.
Yeah.
It's like excessive, like pretty much like anything in excessiveness. Like it doesn't necessarily mean like
with eating,
just eating. Oh. It's just like you're doing things in excess.
I mean, the gays.
but you ever hear like we're so extra?
Have you ever heard of a cum dump? the amount of tallies that they have, maybe that's. You ever heard of a cum dump, bitch? Like that's excessive.
That's a lot.
There's a lot. There's a lot of dicks going in there.
So next one is wrath. Anger. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are some angry gays. A lot.
It's the DL ones probably, like non-closet. They're angry because it's like
toxic masculinity ones. Yeah. The mask for mask.
The internal homophobic.
Right.
Yeah. And then the last one is sloth.
I mean.
So tops.
Yeah. Yeah. The tops of our community are the sloths.
Yeah.
They just show up.
Like if they're just trying to like lay there and be like, okay, just get on top.
Ride. Just ride me.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. The sloths.
Yeah. So there you go, Franco. You are now well versed in the seven deadly sins.
The good thing is that the power bottoms that are prideful at least are not sloths. You know, they take the time to like wash their insides.
Yeah.
They might not be clean from the inside spiritually, but baby, their gut, clean.
They took their fiber.
They took their, you know, one a day pill, whatever the fuck they take. Yeah. Clean.
Those were our seven deadly sins, people. So if you are guilty of any of those, you're a sinner.
Hmm. Oh, gotcha. Listen, I was over here thinking like, those don't sound like the seven deadly sins. But then I remembered.
Are you thinking of the Ten Commandments?
Yes. Because like, wasn't there one about killing or something? But I was like, oh, they're the commandments.
I'm like, so does one supersede the other? Like, does one take priority over the other? Like, if you do one of these and not the other, like, is it like, okay, like, that's not that bad. That's not as bad as this.
So
because essentially, if you kill, wouldn't you essentially do that out of anger?
I want to know which one is the misdemeanor and which one is the
felony.
The felony. I feel like the commandments are the felonies because those are more like, bitch.
Is it because like, oh, like this is supposedly...
Because think about...
It's in stone. It's like literally written in stone.
Written in stone. But think about it this way. One of the sins, right, is just you being born, right? Which is why like they tell you to like baptize or whatever, right?
Isn't that why? You're born with sin.
You're born with sin, right? Okay. So that to me sounds like it's not that bad because you clearly can wash it away or clean it off, right? So I feel like if you engage in any of those seven deadly sins, that's where you go to your confessions to like get your penitence, right? Now the commandments, I feel like those are like you're going to hell. Because like for sure. Like, well, no. Here's the thing, though.
You know,
because they say, and by they I mean the church people, the practitioners of the witchcraft. They say that if you, like, repent with like full honesty or whatever they call it, like I don't know.
Yeah.
Like in Spanish, like
remorse.
Yeah, with remorse. If you show remorse, there you go. Si te arrepientes de corazón, like you don't go to hell, right? God will forgive you.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just like, okay, so then if I'm a faggot all my life and then I get to the pearly gates and I'm like, listen, bruh, I am so sorry. I really feel sorry for like sleeping with all those DL men. I'm sorry that I, you know, ate ass most of my life. I'm sorry that I did all the things. Let me in. He's going to let me in. Right?
Into the pearly gates.
Right?
Essentially.
So that's what I'm saying.
You know,
so by that definition, I'm understanding that the seven deadly sins are just sins. Like you can wash them away. The commandments, however, they're more like like I said, felony. They're on your,
it's on your record.
Exactly.
You know, at the gates of, like, if heaven or something, if that, you know, if it, let's say it actually does exist, I would want, like, I need a good, like, receptionist or somebody, like, on the outside who can give, like, give you the good news. Like, okay, girl, you're in. Yeah, like, kiki. Or in case they have to give you bad news, it still comes from, like, an icon and they can give it to you in, like, a gentle blow. So, like, okay. I'm thinking, like, Britney Spears. Like, I don't know if you remember that clip, if you've seen the clip of when she's telling this kid on X Factor, like, you're going home, sweetie.
Yeah.
I want that. Yeah. But, like, just be like, you're going to hell, sweetie. Yeah. And, like, you know, like, it's be like, it'd be devastating, but because I'd be like, oh, fuck, I'm going to hell. And I'm like, oh, it's like,
it's Britney.
Britney.
It's,
yeah,
Britney, like, bitch. That's what I was about to ask you. If there's a receptionist in heaven, who would you want it to be? So yours would be
either Britney Spears, or, like, I think it'd be funny if, like, Tyra Banks, like, very America's Next Top Model, like, yeah, did that. But, like, I only have one photo in my hand.
And it's a photo of you sucking dick. Like,
I'm thinking of, like, this one episode in particular, because there was, like, this one where, like, you know, obviously she's got her bottom two. You know, Tyra loves a bottom two.
Yeah.
We all
love bottoms.
And it was from, like, one of my favorite seasons. And, like, she's talking to these two girls, and, like, she's kind of, like, insinuating that this one girl is going to, like, make the cut.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to save her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, you know, you've been, like, you were sick and you pulled through, and, like, and you were feeling terrible, but you, you know, were so strong. Like, that's a survivor, right? And then long, yeah, dramatic pause.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, and you'll be able to survive this. And pulls the other girl's,
oh,
photo.
Oh, God.
Yes.
And eliminates.
Yes.
It wasn't a double shot.
Oh. So, like, you know, like, very insinuating, like, she's going to give you good news.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, sweetie. Like, it's not
home.
You.
Sorry.
But, like,
it's not in the cards for you.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you need something like that. Like,
okay.
I would want something like that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You know, just, like, it's bad news, but it's like, you know, you have, like, a moment with it.
Oh. I guess for me, since you're asking, thanks for asking.
Well, I thought you were just going to say.
No. I mean.
Oh, well, like, who would you want to put?
This is a podcast. I would assume you'd be like, oh, what about you? You know? But anyway, since you asked, oh, thanks for asking. I'd like I was going to say Joan Crawford for some reason. I was trying to think of her name, and I kept thinking Joan Crawford. But
I can't remember who's Joan Crawford.
That's not who I meant. I meant Joan Rivers.
Oh.
I want her to read me to filth. Be like, you fucking nasty ass faggot. You know you were not going to heaven. Bitch, you're going to hell. Something like that. Bianca Del Rio would be a great one. RuPaul, be like, listen, sashay away, bitch. You did not. You know, like her classic, on the runway.
Open the hatch.
Yeah. On the runway, you were trying to serve sloppy bottom, and all you gave was sloppy. You're going home. Something like that, you know? Something comical. I'd want it to be a funny moment. Like, bitch, did you really think? You know, like, yeah. Oh, Brenda from Scary Movie? Be like, baby, you don't love yourself.
Be like, I saw you at the pool party with P. Diddy.
Stop. You didn't say no to P. Diddy.
But, like, I saw you with the backup dancer.
With the backup dancer. No.
Oh. Is it too soon to make P. Diddy joke?
Oh, probably too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Year of truth.
My truth. What?
Year of truth.
Oh, I thought you said my truth. I was like, my truth? What about my truth?
Well, like, your truth is that you're going to hell.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I listen, if I...
You know, they say that there's, like, levels. There's, like, theories about
levels
hell.
Levels to hell.
There's, like, levels.
Yeah.
And it's, like, depending on...
How hard did you sin? That's where you're at.
I think how it's supposed to go is that, like, it's like seven levels.
Okay.
At the same way of, like, the seven deadly sins. Yeah.
Which, you know what? That's very classist still. I'm like, even in hell,
even
we're
in
classist.
Hell...
Because to me, it sounds like you want to be at the top, right? You want to be at the, what is those things called at the top of the buildings? The loft? Is that what there are?
I think. Yeah. What,
the,
I
those know. Fancy, like, you know,
like a loft. Yeah.
A little loft, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Bitch, you're the one that knows all about buildings and fancy shit. Yeah, like the rooftop, like the floor that's like for the person that loft.
I think so. Yeah.
Anyways, whatever.
A suite.
Insert
fancy room.
Fancy room, there
for the top bitch.
For the top bitch. Yeah, like it sounds like you want to be at the top, and I'm like, that's very classist. Like, of course you have like the top people.
Even
there.
Even in hell, we're degrees of separation.
Degrees of separation. And I'm like, I thought we're all sinners. We should all just be partying it up together. Why can't we all just be friends? You know? But yeah, I've heard about the level things though.
Yeah.
And like how each level is like more intense.
Right.
Folsom Gays will be at the bottom. They'll be having a ball.
Like in their eyes? Like,
in their eyes, they want to go to level 7. To them, they want to be level 7.
Like, is hell really hell if you're into, like, BDSM?
This is the thing.
But, like, would the real torture be, like, going to heaven?
Yeah. This is what I always said. I'm like, listen, if nothing but the stuck-up ants are up there, the fucking persinadas are up in heaven, I don't want to go there. That does not sound like fun. However, I feel like the bitches that were all like, I know. I sin.
Isn't it more?
Those are the dirtiest bitches.
Isn't
Those
it
are the
more
nastiest
real?
Whores.
Isn't it more real to be like?
I love like, it.
Isn't it more real to be like? Oh, you know, I acknowledge my like imperfections or like
exactly.
That
That's what I'm
not,
saying.
That I'm essentially not a good person.
I'm a like, fucking slut.
Versus
and I'm proud.
Like
you, I'm slutty and I'm proud.
Versus doing like the fake like oh yeah like.
That's
Praise
what I'm
Jesus.
Saying. That's what, la persinada. Like, ah, oh, no, pito. And then they be sucking dick at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, baby. Mama, no. Agárrala bien, mija. You know?
Like, do your thing.
Choke
like,
that if you're shit.
Gonna, but you could go confess about it after. Right. But just go do it. Like,
Mama, do it. Do it and then spill it to the priest. He's probably whacking one off as you're telling him what you did. That's the thing. Do you think? Yeah.
What?
No.
What?
Do you think they get hard? Not? You know, do they get hard when they hear the confessions? Because think about it. It's like Reddit. You know how there's like.
That's like their.
It's their Reddit.
That's their fanfics. Like those fanfics. You know how like, people say their stories?
Yeah. That's like, and that's how he was putting it into my pussy. Like here, you know?
That would be crazy.
He ate me out and then went straight to kissing me. And then, you know, and like, he's like, oh.
He was probably like, not ass to mouth.
He douched. But did he douche though? You know? That's the thing. I'm just like, wild. Wild.
You know, I love our episode about envy.
Listen, at this point, it's not about envy. Welcome to Closet Takes. I hope you guys enjoyed this religious talk. I've always told people, if hell is, like, full of sinners, it sounds like I'm about to get a reunion with my friends.
Right.
Sounds like a party. If all if all the gays are going to hell, bitch, PV.
You know, if... Okay, so supposedly, right, mm-hmm. that the devil is the devil. Right.
I mean... Who else?
But that he's like a fallen angel, right? But like uh-huh. I feel like he was painted in a picture.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like he, you know who, I'm going to tell you this. You know who he is? He's the gay family member that everyone like ostracized.
Like the tío, tía that you're like, nobody talks about.
Nobody talks
nobody
about
mentions.
Nobody. Yeah. Like he was a terrible person. Why? We don't talk about it. We don't talk about it.
Like, we don't say what he. We don't.
Just,
we don't dare speak
we
the
just,
name.
We just send him blessings and hope he gets better. Like that.
Yeah.
That's what he is. That's what he is. He's the gay child. He's the because the reason why he's a fallen angel is because he questioned God, right? Isn't that the reason why?
Yeah.
Because when I was growing up, my family always told me that the reason why he got sent down to hell. Was because he tried to overthrow God or like he tried to be as powerful as God.
I think it was the fact that he like questioned.
But it was that. It was that, right? It was that he questioned.
Yeah.
So they didn't tell me the truth. My family didn't tell me the truth. They said they wanted to keep me from questioning.
Yeah. You know what it was? Lucifer literally invented like
logic,
classic English literature or like punctuation. But like, because the bitch at that point, it was statements and exclamations.
Yeah.
There was no questions being asked.
There's no questions.
And so the bitch finally was like, I'm going to ask a question.
Yeah.
And I was like,
he was an original Nancy Drew. It's like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this because what is this bullshit?
Started pulling a Wendy Williams, like, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
Mike. Like,
right, right. This is the,
like, but like, let's talk about the hot topics, sis. Like, but like, why are you smiting people?
Honey, be like, let's talk. Why are you so vengeful?
But like, spill the tea, sis. Spill, but like, the people need to know.
The people need to know. Why are you so spiteful? Why are you so jealous?
Really, you know, jealousy is a killer in this industry.
Yeah. Sounds like somebody has a little bit too much pride.
Do you think he... Okay, what do you think that the... Okay, because there's like different, like, I guess, interpretations of like the devil, what he looks like. What do you think he looks like? Do you just think of like the typical, like, I don't know, like red devil horns type of shit, like very demonic looking?
Mm-hmm.
Or like there's people on the other side who say like, no, he's actually like... He's gonna look very like hand, like very like divine, very like
honey,
beautiful.
I think that too. I think if he's a fallen angel, he's still an angel. He's fallen, but he's an angel nonetheless. Now, if we take that into account, and we take the fact that they say that angels are the most beautiful things, the beautiful creatures, whatever. So if that's an angel, a fallen angel, obviously still is handsome. He just doesn't have the wings.
Right. Is it you think he? So he looks very Lucifer.
I was gonna say Lucifer. He's hot now,
but like, and he goes both ways,
right? Here's the thing, in the show he can have like his demon look, but he also looks handsome. Here's my theory. I don't believe in it, but here's my theory.
I love talking about our theories and something
we don't believe in. Here's the thing. I mean, does it matter?
This is Closet Takes,
this
folks.
Is Closet Takes. We go everywhere. In my theory is like, he's obviously can look demonic, but he's also very hot. Now, the reason why he needs to be hot, think about it this way. If there's a demon that's trying to convince you to commit sin, are you going to go with the one that's ugly and is going to scare you off? Or the one that actually looks attractive?
Why the fuck would I listen to you, bitch?
You look crusty as fuck.
But you're over here giving ones. Yeah. Ones, mama.
Ones. Ones across the board. What's that one bitch? You look dusty.
Like, cause you're not that cute.
And your hair's uneven.
You look dusty.
Very much that. Like, yeah. Why would I listen? You know, so like, of course, to me, in my theory, it's like,
versus somebody very beautiful, very handsome.
It's going to want you to commit sin. It's going to want you to
Isn't it like supposedly like that's the temptation in itself, because it's going to present itself in a way that's like...
That's very tempting.
Yeah.
That's going to want you to commit sin. Exactly.
Yeah.
So like, why would he show up all busted and nusted, you know?
Yeah.
I just said nusted, but we're going to go with it. Yeah. Why would he show up? You get me what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't make sense that he's ugly. I just think he's a handsome
person. Yeah, like in my eyes, in my fantasy.
In my fantasy, he's hot. In my fantasy, I'm Lil Nas and I'm giving him a lap dance. You know? That's my fantasy.
You know, can I talk about how the name Lucifer is very pretty.
Pretty. I don't think it's a pretty name. It's a nice, I think it's a beautiful
name. I love it.
I wouldn't use the word or the adjective pretty with that name.
I
think it's a beautiful name. That's a better name. That's a better adjective.
The fact that it's illegal, right?
I think it is.
Isn't it like...
I think it is.
Okay, Google is going to be our friend here.
Google it.
You speak. Speak while I look.
So Lucifer comes from the word Lucy, which means light. And fur, it comes from the word fur, which means hairy. So he's a beautiful hairy man. And he has a big hairy chest that, you know, you can tit fuck. And Lucifer was... is beautiful and has beautiful body hair. He has a hairy ass, not too hairy where you know, but just hairy enough where you like, this is tasty. You know, it's a little nice little meal. Do I need to keep talking?
Okay.
So then Lucifer, like I said,
I guess like there are like some places where you can't
Okay.
Do that.
California, one of them?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't think it's like a, I don't think it's like a US thing.
Oh. Oh.
But I guess like it brings up the thing about like culturally and like society.
Yeah.
I don't know if societically is a word, but that.
Babe, when I'm, when I'm, when I get married, I'm going to change my name. That's it.
It says, there's like this article. It says, but a couple in Germany wanted to name their son Lucifer, and a judge quickly put a stop to that.
Ooh.
The name is also forbidden in New Zealand.
Okay. Dang, New Zealand, what y'all got against my man?
But like, I didn't think that makes sense. So I'm just like, why?
Here's the thing.
Why are y'all scared of a name?
Fear of the name only increases fear of the thing itself. Here's the thing. Why are names like Damon, right? Because it's very similar to demon. And I think the name Damon is also derived from, right? Am I uh-huh. tripping here?
No.
Right? No? No? Is it like demon?
Yeah.
Is that why? Right? Uh-huh. Anyways, so why is a name like Damon allowed, right? But not Lucifer? In my eyes, it's more disrespectful to name your kid Devil, right?
Very that.
Than Lucifer. Lucifer was the angel, so why are you against angels?
Isn't it like you can name your kid Jesus, but not, it's not supposed to be pronounced like Jesus?
Yeah. I don't know if that's...
It's just crazy. It's just like the funny like little rules
also,
around that.
Also, you know in Pokemon Go, you can't name your Pokemon Lucifer? I tried.
Really?
Yeah.
You've tried it? Who did you try to name?
I don't know who I tried to name Lucifer, but I tried to name... Listen, I tried to name some... Would it be bad to name my dog Lucifer?
I don't think... I wouldn't care.
Oh, next dog, Lucifer.
Are you sure you wouldn't leave it for a cat like Cinderella? This is the cat
Cinderella
that's called Lucifer.
Yeah, a black cat. That'd be great.
I think that's honestly, I think that's where like I first, like apart from like, you know,
church.
Scriptures shit.
Yeah.
I think
not
like,
you quoting the scriptures.
That was like the other place that I had heard like the name.
The name Lucifer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's so nice.
Yeah.
And I was like, I actually like that.
Yeah. I mean, I
the
didn't
amount
like-
of eyes that you get though when you say like you like the name Lucifer. As a somebody in a Mexican household.
The eyes, baby. They like, very Mayhem Miller, you know?
Like, boop, boop.
Oh, that's Grindr. Sorry. Wrong one. Wrong sound. Sorry. Somebody's thinking about Grindr. Yeah. No. The name Lucifer just always, I've always loved it. There's also one of my, whatever, somebody I know won't even associate them. Anyways, somebody I know, they have a kid or they know someone or they have a kid in their area in the perimeters, whatever,
uh-huh.
named Lucius. Very much Lucius Malfoy, which very close to Lucifer, which uh-huh. I'm like, okay, if I can't name my name Lucifer, at least I'll name him Lucius. Which in Spanish doesn't translate well, you know? Well, no, Lucio, right? The same? Yeah.
I was like, not the Overwatch gig.
Oh, see, you said Lucio from Overwatch. I was thinking Lucio from Mañanas para Siempre.
Oh.
Your man. Remember, you had a crush on that guy.
We're on two different pages here. Two different ways, clearly.
Two Mexican TikTok, American TikTok. Very much that. Yeah. But listen, whether it's true or not, we're going. As of recording and as of the latest encyclopedia, according to the encyclopedia Bible, the seven deadly sins, we're going to hell. Now, whether they're true or not, who knows?
Yeah.
But one thing's for sure, we're going.
Pride in hell. Sin. It's
pride.
One big sin.
We're going to pride. Pride.
Rebranding, but like, so we're going to pride.
We're going to pride. That's what we're gonna call it. We're not going to hell. We're going to Pride.
Like the longest.
The longest Pride event
biggest,
ever.
The biggest Pride event.
It's bigger than PV. Bigger than PV. Bigger than PV. Bitch, bigger than PV in 2020. Because all the games were 2020.
You know what?
I'm like, dying.
And this ship won't sink.
This one won't. I promise. It's
because that boat sank, right? Or wasn't it sinking?
The boat.
Like the PV is like a boat in PV.
There's a boat in PV, yeah, that was
like
sinking.
A bunch of gays on it, and it was sinking.
It was sinking.
They flopped, mama. This Pride event will not have the sinking ships. This will not be Titanic 2.0. It won't be PV 2.0. It's going to be non-sinkable ships, you know? Very much that. You know, because they said God himself can't sink it, but, like, God has no domain over,
you know, that hell. Sinking boat, someone threw the first brick at that boat.
Yeah.
Causing it to sink.
God looked down and was like, yeah.
You know, that was a modern day smite.
That was a modern day smite. God was like, you guys are committing sin? How dare you?
Sink the gays.
I heard gays don't know how to swim, so he sank them. You know, but luckily for the gays, they do sink. I mean, they do float.
Yeah.
They all float. Because they're all pieces of shit. You know? Shit always flows to the top. Is my motto. And, yeah.
You know, I love where we went today.
I love where we went, too. We hit...
This was nowhere near where we were trying to go.
This wasn't on my 2020 bingo cards.
2020?
You know? Yeah.
You saying... I thought you meant, like... I thought you were about to say 2024.
No. Why would I say 2024?
Why would you say 2020?
Because 2020 was the year that had a shit ton of bamboozle. Although, the year of truth has been throwing us some curveballs, so I guess whatever. Yeah.
You know, that's what we need to do, like, when we... Because I see people make, like, their bingo cards mm-hmm. for, like, you know, shit that's going to go down in the year. Mm-hmm. We need to do that.
Okay.
Like, have, like, next a... Like
at
a,
the end of the year.
Have, like, a full-ass, like, bingo card that we make.
Yeah.
And, like, upload it and, like, you know, it's like, if you want to play bingo with us... You play bingo. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that for the end of the year. We'll all do our 2025 predictions. And then we'll upload them. And then whoever gets the most checks.
Yeah.
Wins.
Wins, yeah.
I don't know what they win, but we win.
Yeah.
Pride. What is that thing? Not gambling. Bragging rights. I don't know why I was going with gambling. Bragging rights. Yeah. That's what we win. Yeah. Which is pride, which is sinful. So back to sin.
Yeah. It all comes back down to...
It all comes back down to pride.
Yeah.
To sin.
So if you have to pick up a book, pick up an encyclopedia.
Yeah. Now, if you are a Gen Z that doesn't know what an encyclopedia is, how about you use Google to look up encyclopedia, find out what an encyclopedia is, and then go pick up an encyclopedia.
Wouldn't the modern day be like... I don't know if this still exists. Does Britannica still exist? Isn't that like a website, like a encyclopedia?
Oh, website? I don't know. I guess so.
If anybody wants to fact check me, go fact check.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Merriam-Webster? Is he still a thing? Right. Is he still a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's
still defining the unknown. But anyways, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. We did not talk about Envy.
No, we did not.
We referenced it. A few times.
She was
referenced during the episode, but she was not present.
Yeah. Nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. Just like my father.
But either way, hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. As you can see, this is quite a topic that Franco and I just kind of love to talk about.
Yeah.
Just because it's funny, at least from our experience. So hopefully, I think some other people out there, other queers and peers out there listening, like, I think you guys have had, like, some of these, like, either, like, similar thoughts or just, like, pokes of fun, mm-hmm. like, at religion. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just so funny that we can take it, something that people take so seriously and make it so unserious.
It's something that people die for.
Legit.
People will die on a stake for religion and, you know.
Yeah.
Like, God died on the cross.
Yeah. They like, die on the- like, they're the martyr. They're the modern day, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we've all had some kind of experience one way or another.
Good or bad.
In our life. And so we love to poke a little humor at it because it's like, hey, I mean, if you can't laugh about it.
How the hell are you going to laugh at yourself? Yeah, whatever Paul said.
If you guys can please go on and rate our show. Helps us grow.
We are
grow.
Very prideful and we take that shit seriously. So yeah. Please give us 5
Help
stars.
Help us sin. Help us be prideful.
Help us be
with
prideful.
Our ratings. Yeah. So if you guys want to go out there.
She's a 5-star.
So go on out there wherever you guys are listening, whether it's like Spotify, Apple, wherever. If you guys rate us 5 stars, helps put us out there, put the podcast out there so we can reach more sinners, more of you queers and peers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we do here on Closet Takes Podcast.
And like always, follow us on those socials @Closet Takes Podcast on Instagram.
And Twitter at Closet Takes Pod.
On Threads at Closet Takes Podcast.
And on
TikTok
at Closet Takes Podcast.
Of course. So go ahead and follow us. Hit us those likes. Share with us your stories, your religious trauma. Tell us how prideful you are.
Yeah. Share a clip. Tag us. Like, if there's a particular part of the episode that you want to let us know that you enjoyed, go ahead and do that.
Let us know.
Yeah.
We take pride in knowing
we'll
that we're
loved. We'll take pride in you taking pride. We'll both sin.
We'll both sin. Yeah. We'll both be sinners.
So me go on out there and do that for us, guys.
Yeah.
That helps grow the podcast.
Yeah. And then join us next week where we'll actually talk about envy. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
But thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you guys on the next one.
Ciao, everybody.
Ciao. Ciao, bello. Whatever the fuck they say. Yeah.